Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory, and this is I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by the original automaton, the Roomba. Roombas are crazy, right? Like, they're just like these little discs that kind of like haphazardly vacuum your house. And I feel like in many ways, that might actually be just how most humans haphazardly vacuum their couch, their house.
I don't personally know anyone that has a Roomba, but I'm sure people buy them.
Yeah, I actually just read an article about someone that was like, it's one of the best purchases I've ever made. It was like a BuzzFeed, like, buy stuff article, so like, probably very cherry-picked, but... That's why the Roomba is in my brain right now.
My dog freaking hates Roombas.
There you have it. This one goes out to Tasha's dog.
My dog.
Hello, you're listening to I Come From The Mountain on CITR 101.9 FM. We're experiencing some slight technical difficulties, so while I think this clears itself up, problems of the modern age, you know? We have Wi-Fi everywhere, except never exactly when you need it.
You're still beholden to these technologies.
There it is. Oh. It just kicked back in. Thanks for listening. This song called Drift.
We were never free, just cost effective. Paid in dirt, bound to debt, cut free. Drifting for life, fresh off your pain. Has proceeded, you knew it, but you just had to see it. Bodies in streets, exposed to the heat, you see it.
Hi, you're listening to I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM, and thanks for putting up with our temperamental Wi-Fi. It happens sometimes. You know, as the AI continue to slowly come alive, I feel like Wi-Fi is going to start being more and more moody about what it lets us do on any day, and, you know, gotta say thank you to Siri and pet your Roomba and all that stuff, so.
Oh, you're really unveiling some deep thoughts here.
Only because it's funny to have started this show talking loosely about Roombas and then having Wi-Fi kind of like fall out from under us mid-show. All these ways in which technology, we depend on it, but has it also trapped us?
Yeah, it has. I love Wi-Fi. Yeah. Even when it fails me, I still love it. Connect me up to the internet any time of the day.
You know what? That sounds like you have a good relationship. Because you accept that it's not going to be perfect. You accept it for its flaws.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has flaws, that's for sure. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I am an internet lover.
Yeah, the internet's pretty cool. It's like gotten substantially less cool, but it's still quite cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, like, popular opinion is like, it sucks online. It's horrible. I hate this place. And I get it. If you're in the bad
I think
bad
social
places.
Media sucks.
Yeah, I was like, if you're in the bad places, yeah. You're having a bad time. But
get on a Discord server about your favorite TV show
yeah.
and watch it not suck anymore.
Do I love getting online and playing dumb games with my friends? Yeah. Do I love, like, chatting with strangers and sharing weird pictures? Yeah.
That sounds...
Do I love listening to any song I could want any time of the day? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy one, especially for the show. Like, so much of it is tethered to our ability to reach into the internet and pull some juicy music bits out from between the teeth of the proverbial Roomba that sweeps up all that stuff
nice.
In its compartment.
Bringing the Roomba back in.
Bringing the Roomba back in. We've got to do better with our themes, so, you know, as loose and beautiful as they are. Speaking of Roombas, you just listened to a bunch of songs that were not written by a Roomba or any sort of AI. Actually, I can't confirm I can't confirm that it wasn't written by AI. I can only assume that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I liked everything that we played, and I think generally something that's written by AI is pretty boring.
That's true. But then there is that Ballerina Cappuccina song that's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that's AI written.
That's true. It could be. Or just a really a really messed up child, which is very similar, I guess, to
an AI. For sure. In its nascent stages.
Yeah.
Anyways, you heard a whole bunch of songs not written by Roomba. The last bit you heard, that punk brawly song you just listened to, was called Out on Your Own by Vancouver's Priced Out from their EP Four More Songs. And if you were wondering, yes, they do in fact have an EP called Four Songs that came prior to this one.
Huh.
The more you know. Before that, you heard from Fat Evil Children. The song's called Clean Me off of their album Fat Evil Dogs, Fat Evil Cats, Fat Evil Bears, and Fat Evil Rats. Say it with me. No, don't do it. It's okay. Before that, you heard a Gabber track, which is kind of one of the odd relic pieces on Emma Goldman's new album, All You Are Is We. Gabber music was a huge inspiration for the recording, and so it also has found its way into the cracks of the album. And so I thought it makes sense to play it. It's got a nice beat to it. Makes you feel a little bit like you are descending into the chaos of having screens surround you all the time and it's stimulus, electronic stimulus all the time. Speaking of electronic stimulus, before that you heard from MS Paint, aptly named after one of the greatest graphic design softwares ever designed. MS Paint, in case for those of you who might not know. I suspect that anyone listening to the radio probably knows what MS Paint is, but in case you don't know, probably the best thing to have ever happened before Photoshop ruined graphic design online forever. So, that song was called Drift from their new album, well, new EP out on Convulse Records called No Separation. And we started with a recent find of mine, a band from Germany called Heads. This is a song called Rusty Sling off of their 2020 album, Push. Great. We have more music for you lined up. So let's get on that. Let's rev up the Roomba one more time and get on with it. This is a song. Actually, I haven't really figured out what song we're going to play here. So I'm just going to go for it. This song's called 3050 Feral Hogs because that's a great name. You're listening to I Come From The Mountain. This is Franco Rosino. Hello, and welcome back one last time to the speaking portion of this show that happens right now at this time every Wednesday, or at the very least when life does not get in the way of making radio. You're listening to I Come From The Mountain, and this is CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard a whole bunch of punk noise that I'm going to walk you through like a Roomba cleaning a living room. Really leaning into this metaphor today. It's all I got in me, y'all. It's all I got in me. Okay, so you just heard some songs. You just heard a song by the band Loud Hands called Blue Veneer, which is off of their album Loud Hands. They're a band from Toronto?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, from Toronto. Pretty cool. Yeah, good stuff. Before that, you heard from DVTR, a song called DVTR from their album Bonjour, Beasts, which, you know, again, I apologize for my terribly.
The thing is,
awkward...
no, you do not.
What?
You always say, oh, I apologize for my terrible pronunciation, but like.
I am apologizing. I feel bad.
Do you
feel I wish
bad?
I could do like a good bonjour. Mm. Bonjour.
Yeah, I can't either. But.
So I'm just like bonjour. Bonjour bis. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. So that's that was, yeah, DVTR, bonjour. Before that, you heard from the Mexico City post-hardcore band Joliet, a song called Limitrofe off of their upcoming album Perdidas Variables. And then you heard, or before that, you heard from Out East, the band Botfly, a song called L is for Love off of their EP Open Letters. Working our way back even further, you heard Barnacle, a song called Such a Waste from their album Such a Waste. Before, you heard from Vancouver, New Vancouver hard rock troupe, Stale, a song called Day One off of their 3-song EP Days Like This. And then a second song of that long set that I'm starting to realize was a very long set. It was Pygmy Lush, a song called February, which is off of their upcoming album Totem. And we started off that long second set of music with Franco Rosino, a song called 30 to 50 Feral Hogs off of their new album, Franco Rosino Number One. Incredible, by the way. Great. So with that, we have come to a screeching stop, and we must say goodbye once again, and good night this hour of friendship and camaraderie and free radio. So I leave you with one more song. This song is by an artist named Secrets of Bowling. It's called Rewind, and it is off of the album Volume 1. Lots of people with really clear, succinct names this time. Volume 1, Number 1, more songs. Like, we're just really, like, we're just not worrying about album titles anymore.
We're in a phase.
Yeah, absolutely. Vroom Vroom, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time. So you have been listening to I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM Always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World. Let's go bowling.
Transmissions from the heartland. They thought us devils. All is forgiven. Now I'm the memory of myself in no man's land without a colony. I was the drone, you were the empire. Veni, vici, vidi. Veni, vici, vidi, as it is defined in a modern mind. 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 Save yourself. In a modern mind. Save yourself in a modern mind. Save yourself in a modern mind. Save yourself.
Hey, this is Avaya Mighty from Brampton, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.